Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about the astrology for today. It's actually quite the exciting day. I have the opportunity to sit and chat with you all this morning. And then this afternoon is the Astrology for 2019 webinar, where we're going to take a look ahead at the year 2019 and look at all of the different, the exciting and the unique things going on for us in 2019. I'm just going to give you a hint in the beginning of the webinar. We're going to talk about the generalities, right? What are the big themes? When I began doing this, I would always step back. I would look at all of the transits that were happening, and I would step back and I would gauge what I thought the main themes, issues, challenges were going to be for that coming year. And it's really interesting to see when, you know, from October and November of the year previous, you can actually see what the themes are that are being driven through. And I knew coming into 2018 that the themes were going to be about our values, and it was going to be on really understanding who we were as persons and taking us into the dark. We were going to have to deal with some victim energy and healing that energy. So that has really been the themes that we've looked at through 2018. And 2019, likewise, has some very key themes. And is it going to be an easy year? I don't know that that's how I would characterize it. I wouldn't characterize it as the most difficult of years. I have a feeling that it's going to be, I got this picture in my mind when I was thinking about what 2019 was going to be. And it was sort of like the cogs of a wheel. If you took two wheels together, or even if you looked at a zipper and you see how the zipper piece by piece or tooth by tooth zips up and or zips down. And the same thing with the cogs of a wheel, how they're, you know, connected. And those teeth are fairly sharp. And when they dig in, they hold tight, right? Otherwise your zipper's sliding down or whatever the cogs are doing, you know, slips. If it's in your transmission or something like that, you know what that means. You end up with problems in gaining traction. So I think 2019, first off, looks like a year where we have a lot of that digging in kind of energy, and we are looking at gaining traction. In what direction, though, is going to be unique to each one of you. But there is also some other key themes that are going on that we are going to chat about this afternoon or this evening, depending on where you are. The webinar begins at 4 p.m. Pacific time. We have to start right on time because, as usual, I've got way more information that I think I can translate to you in 2 hours. Oh, yeah, yeah. The benefits of having an open spleen, right? Time has no meaning. So be on time if you can. If not, it is being recorded. You can go back and catch anything that you missed. And it is definitely going to be something where we have to keep moving through. Keep a note if you're coming tonight about what your questions are. And then when we go to the question and answer part, we can do that. You will be able to hear the viewpoint of other people as well, as I've invited Angie Witzel, the Starseed from Starseeds, and she will be talking to us about what she intuits coming up for the year. Natasha Venter is also going to be there looking at the angels and guides. What are they saying about the upcoming year? And Tam is going to be with me talking more about the Energy Almanac and the Magic Makers Playbook. So it's going to be a full day, full night of getting together and getting this information to all of you. You will be able, if you haven't registered yet, you will be able to up until just before the webinar begins, although your 12-month report may not come to you. It won't come to you. I won't have time to do that before the webinar, but after the webinar, you will get it. It's not a part of the webinar tonight. It was the free gift that you got for registering. Almost all of you, except for, I think, one person, maybe two, only one person has not received their 12-month report. So if you have, if you think you haven't received it, either let me know or go look through your junk mail and make sure that it isn't there. And it should be an email coming directly from me and an attached 12-month astrology report. And I know it's huge. I know it's huge. I know there's a lot of information there. And I know that it could be a little disconcerting and daunting at first to look at that and go, oh my gosh, what is that all about? But I am going to do the webinar as indicated in the email for you guys. If you cannot come to that webinar, it's okay. I am recording that one. It is free. It will be going up on my website. So you will always be able to get to that one to explain how to read your 12-month astrological report. So got you covered, got you covered. Sometimes it's confusing to me to look at those reports because as I think it was Cindy, if you're out there, Cindy, I think it was you who mentioned to me yesterday, I don't even know what day it was, that there are always these conflicting, seems to be conflicting things. One may say, stop, don't do anything. And the other one doesn't literally say that. The other one says, all systems go. And you're left going, what? Because there are always, like I say in human design, inborn conundrums. It is the energy of those conundrums, those seemingly opposing transits that create the energy, the resistance within you for growth. Right. Remember, many times I've done the model here of what resistance does. We have to have resistance because without resistance, we can't undergo a change of state. Right. I want Asa, you're the one. You're the only one, sweetheart, who has not received her 12-month report yet. You will get that. I will work on yours as soon as I'm done this morning, and you will have it before the webinar begins today. Anybody else who registers after that, I will probably have to wait until the next day to get that to you. So when we want to undergo a change of state, and what is evolution, right? Except for a change of state, we need resistance, right? We need that heat. We need that, that something moving against another in order to make us move, to be able to give us the energy to move through something. And I always like to use the example of an ice cube, right? An ice cube undergoing a change of state to water requires heat. Otherwise, it stays very solid, right? It is very, the molecules are very slow in an ice cube. The molecules of water have slowed down because of the action of freezing. And in order to make it turn into water, you have to inject heat. Heat creates the resistance that allows the ice cube to melt. Make sense? And then if you want to take that water and you want to change state further, you want it to turn into vapor, to gas, then you're going to have to bring the temperature up. You're going to have to inject more heat into it to bring it to a boil, to turn it to vapor, right? That looks like ascension, right? Ascension. So we undergo these change of states via the transits in our lives that seemingly pit themselves against one another. One says go that way, one says go that way, and our job is to find the middle ground. So you may, as you read through your report, see places like that where they're seemingly in conflict with one another. Don't think conflict, think heat, the necessary energy for a change of state. Think evolution. There you go. All right. So got to get my phone out of my way. Let's take a look at some of the comments people are making this morning. Let's see who would he have. Why is my computer doing that one this morning? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Weirdness. Good morning, Mimi. Looking forward to the webinar. I am too. I'm so excited. I can't hardly stand it. Good morning, Cindy. Good morning, Colleen. Cindy says 2019 equals the number 3, which is my favorite number, even though the beginning does look a little hard for me in my chart that I got from you. It will most certainly be so interesting and very exciting. Yes, indeed. Jacqueline, good morning to you. I was trying to get energy assistance and I called a taxi. The cab company would not send anyone because there were 3 drivers who would not pick me up. Oh, that's a personal thing. Okay, great. I just think I saw an email come from you too, Jacqueline. And Rebecca, good morning to you. And good morning, evening. I'm sorry, I forgot you're on the other end of the pond. And Asa, good morning to you, sweetie. And Michelle Gay, good morning to you. So there's this new button that is showing up in my Be Live program. And I'm wondering what it means, because when I hover over it, it looks like an eyeball with an arrow. I want to click on it because I want to know what it does, but I'm afraid it's going to disconnect me or something stupid. But I'm going to do it. What did that do? It hid the current comment. Ah, no. Oh, I see. So instead of having to go along and try to find what everybody's saying, I now can just go scrolling up and I can do this. I can put what people say and then I can erase it. It was a much more tedious process before. That's exciting. I love technology moving ahead. So Anne goes, click it. She's a girl after my own heart. Click it. Just push that button and see what it does. I really do that all the time. It's how I've been able to teach myself what to do with webinars and Be Live and different programs, because I really am usually not afraid to click that button and see what it does, because I don't panic initially when it doesn't do what I think it's going to do and I can undo it. My poor husband, he gets on a computer and he doesn't have the respect in it. He just starts pushing things and then he messes up his computer and I'm sitting across the room from him and he's going, this darn computer. And I go over and I go, it's all fixed. And he's like, oh my gosh, I don't know how you do that. And it comes from not having fear, but having respect and curiosity. I think it's curiosity and the ability to think fast on my feet or on my butt, depending on where I am. So good morning to everybody. Let's move into what is happening today. Today, the moon is in Scorpio up until 1:54 p.m. my time, where it begins to go, where the moon begins to move void, of course. And we know that that means that the moon is getting ready to change signs. And that means 1:54 p.m. my time to 6:50 p.m. my time. So what would that be? 4:54 p.m. East Coast time to 9:50 p.m. East Coast time. The moon is in void, of course, and moves out of the sign of Scorpio and into the sign of Sagittarius. Why I set up a webinar for a void, of course, moon is beyond me. Don't know. But I guess it's probably best timing for you guys as listeners, because there's not much else you can do during that period of time, right? It's like the faucet's been turned off. So all you can really do is meditate, maybe do some yoga, listen to a webinar, and sit back and relax and enjoy that. So that is the time period between the moon moving out of Scorpio and into Sagittarius. So we have some interesting transits going on today that I wanted to talk to you about. First of all, I alluded to it yesterday. We were, or maybe it was Monday, when we were talking about the energy for the week ahead. And we were talking about the sun in a square to Neptune today. And that is exactly what we have. And I was having a conversation with someone this morning before we started, and we were sort of laughing about the whole idea of the sun and its mighty strength, and in the face of it being connected to Neptune, where everything dissolves into sort of non-coherence, right? Babble, psychobabble, just babble, where we're blah, 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 blah. And then we look at the other person and they're like, I didn't understand a word you said. And it is that kind of day. This is a day where the ego energies represented by the sun need to be set aside in favor of the more spiritual energies. And it is sort of the letting go of ego in favor of whatever it is that is spiritual within us, our spiritual needs, our spiritual plans, our goals, and all of those aspirations and things that we want to take action on are kind of put on the back burner. They're cooling down today in the face of this square to Neptune. That means we have to let go of control. There is no way for us to control this today at all. Remember, the sun in human design is sitting at the gate 5. The gate 5 is a gate of timing. And a timing through, you can look at it this way. It sits on the sacral center, so the second one up from the bottom. And it is all about being able to see action open up. The pathway for action opens up in right timing. And when it does, everything seems to move easily and smoothly. And if you are against timing, and you're out of rhythm, then you are out because maybe you're taking action from a sense of impatience. Then it's like bumping up against a wall, or, you know, having to go forward and then go backward and then go forward and go backward, and you get frustrated. So to avoid frustration today, don't try to take any action. Be very willing to just see where the pathway is opening up for you and go that direction, and be able to stay patiently waiting for the right moment for action on other things, right? Because this is our wanting from our desire space. So the place where we have this desire to get something done, to make something of ourselves, to enact our plans, that is in direct opposition to or challenged by the timing and where things aren't clear yet. So the best thing we could do, stay cool, cool your jets, right? Now, on the other hand, the high side of this sun squaring Neptune is that we are highly imaginative and creative during this time. So in your not taking action, what you have is your imagination and your creativity stimulated. And when we stay in this kind of timing issue, when we let go of our thought of having to take control and move, because if I don't move, I'm going to go insane, it increases our imagination and it increases our motivation to actually take action in the right time. Because maybe we, in our silence or in our ability to hold back the energy a bit, we can see why it is that the road isn't clear yet, right? That maybe there's this other little piece, this other little cog in the wheel, this other little tooth on the zipper that hadn't been revealed yet. And just by waiting, we have the opportunity then to be in alignment, right? Alignment. That's the key. Now, the other thing is, with the sun squaring Neptune, we're also faced with our ideals versus reality. And because Neptune is the planet that actually rules the sign of Pisces, and Pisces energy is pretty prominent because why? Mars is in Pisces. Neptune itself is in Pisces right now. And so we are really already taking a look at this deep down within us, is that are we bumping up against our ideals and how it works in the real world? And let me tell you, that's going to be one of the key themes for 2019, is that idea of the real world. What is reality? What is the nature of unreality? That's going to be a key piece. So if that's the case, then we're getting a foretaste here today of what that might look like, right? Of where if we have this ideal, let's say the ideal is peace, right? The peace in the world, the peaceful working together of peoples and government, of communities, of families, et cetera, right? That's our ideal peace, right? And if we have that as an ideal and the real world shows us something completely different, which of course it does, then how do we solve that? It takes some energy on our part to do that. Today's not the day to do that, but today's the day to imagine how that might look, and maybe even imagining some of the things that we could do to get there, and what could your role in it be, that kind of thing. All right. Does that make sense? Today, the moon is also conjunct Mercury retrograde. Again, I say, what on earth possessed me to do a webinar on a day like today? Well, I'll tell you why. Because I was using my intuition at the moment that I decided to do it on the 5th of December. And I personally have Mercury retrograde in my natal chart. So the moon conjunct Mercury retrograde is a perfect time for me. What it does is align emotions and the mind. So we have a conjunction, that means both planets in the same place, occupying the same degree of the sky. And it doesn't mean that they're literally on top of one another, because that would be only a two-dimensional rendering of what's happening. But in a three-dimensional world, if you could step way back, you know, and look back into our universe, you would be able to see, maybe from a position high above Earth, you'd be able to see how the moon and Mercury are aligning today. So when we look at the moon, it is representing our souls and our emotional health, our emotional bodies, and Mercury is representing the mind. And for once in our lives, woohoo, they come together. Right? They come together. And yet Mercury is still RX or retrograde. So what I think it really means for us is that potentially that if there's been something that we've been working on in our minds for a very long time, a conundrum, if you will, a paradox, something weird that has been going on for us that we haven't been able to find the solution for, today may be your day, right? Where you can see a way to solve something from the past. Mercury retrograde takes us to the past. Maybe it's about a relationship that you have had issues with from someone in the past, and it comes up for working on today. Maybe you see the emotional connection, the threads between you. Maybe you discover the hooks and the what do they call those hooks and the ties that bind between you and that person, and you can finally choose what you want to do with that. Let it go or hold on to that old stuff. So it's a very interesting day, one that if you have big decisions to make, I would defer for another day. Today not being the best day for us to make decisions because we are not clear. There is not clarity there. All right. To make things a little bit more interesting, the moon, which by the way, this morning, again, I could have gotten another shot of the moon. It was so beautiful. Just a very little sliver of the old moon and ready, you know, tomorrow here in the Pacific Northwest, where I live, tomorrow evening, it will be new. Parts from the Pacific coast west, parts east, you guys won't experience it until the next day, the 7th, but it'll be very early in the morning. Midnight or 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And it was so beautiful. It just made me go, oh, but I didn't take another picture because it's also very icy out there and I didn't want to go outside and get cold. But that means that I had a very clear view of what is called the dark of the moon. And the dark of the moon, if you recall a few days back, we were talking about the different phases of the moon. The dark of the moon is the 2 or 3 days before the new moon. So it is in the closing, the waning phase of the old moon. And that is a time of rest, letting go, dissolving. And to me, it also meant what is stirring within us, right? What is stirring? What is the desire that we have within us for growth? Maybe there is a desire within you for change, but we don't have a clear direction yet. So there's not a pathway being generated for us yet to take action. So we have to have patience. And I dare say, even with the new moon, there are still some wonky energies that day and for the rest of the week that may hinder our ability to make clear decisions until well into the weekend. And maybe, I think if I even looked at the weekend, what was it this weekend that made me go, oh yes, the moon conjunct Pluto, and me thinking, maybe to wait until Monday to make decisions. Although, you know, it could be different for every person in their own personal chart. But in the meantime, try to hold off and be patient. Actually, let me give you a day here. The 9th. It is so Sunday. So I'd wait till Sunday, Monday, where there is a change in the gate that the sun is sitting at. It moves to gate 26, which is the gate of integrity. Learning the lesson of integrity next week. So integrity meaning being true to oneself. So maybe holding off and being a little more patient gives you insight into what might be correct for you, as opposed to doing what you think other people want you to do, right? Or what you think you should do instead of what you desire to do. Sorry about that. Forgot the dryer was on. So we have no clear direction yet, but it is a good time to dream about that direction and, you know, consciously dream, lucidly dream about what direction you want to go, about what it looks like, feels like, sounds like, tastes like, who are you doing that with, you know, who's engaged in what it is that you desire. And, but letting go right now of any ideas that you have about taking action on any of that. talk about frustration, right? That could be very frustrating for us, especially as generators and manifesting generators. But it's almost like we're on the collective plateau right now. You know, when your generators are manifesting generators, the key part of a conversation that I have with you is about that plateau, right? The alternating growth of the stair step and the coming to the plateau. And I think collectively we're on that plateau right now. And if you're frustrated, you know it's coming to an end. It's going to come to an end very soon. So there we go. All right. I see Tom is with us this morning again. Good morning, Holly. Let's see, Tom, what are you saying here? Arrgh. Yesterday was crap, intense, hard work to stay balanced. Now today, I'd like to just go back to bed. Moon in Scorpio was bad enough. It's still in Scorpio. Had to evict a friend. I'm not a doormat. Stay cool. There's another hand to all of this. Like I said before, arg. It can be very frustrating, right? This is not easy energy. RX, Mercury retrograde, Facebook and your live feed keep getting interrupted. How does that go again? Oh, yeah. Arg. I'm going to show you how he's writing that. You guys might be able to see it already. So, arg. He's playing pirate this morning. And yeah, it is frustrating, Tom. I gotcha. But maybe the frustration's really in your mind because your mind is telling you take action. Your mind is telling you got to move. Your mind is telling you you need to be bold and do something. But that isn't what's favored right now. And to push yourself into taking action would put you at cross purposes to the energy of the day. And that never works well. Right? That never works well. We already learned last week not to push that, you know, we are not here to force things to happen. And this week we get, you know, thrown the other piece of that, which was patience, the need for patience, right? The sun is taking us through a period of time, the sun and earth both working with us to maintain patience, right? The earth at gate 35 this week is all about the ability that we have to take action. So just because we have what was it I said? It was boundlessness. Right? This unbounded energy, wanting adventure, the hungering inside, the desire to do something, to have an experience, to be more than what we are, break out of everything that we've been stuck in, right? That's very powerful for us right now. But the sun is telling us patience, grasshopper, all things come to those who wait. And I know the waiting game isn't a fun game. It is definitely not a fun game, but there's always that, but it aligns us with our good. Remember, it's all about the key to life here on the planet is being in the right place at the right time with the right opportunity and the right people. And when you're pressing or pushing, you're not in alignment. You're getting yourself out of that alignment. So stay aware. Okay. So any questions? I'm trying to make this shorter this morning as I still have a ton of work I want to do to get the webinar ready today. Good morning, Alex. I don't see any other new questions here, but if you have them, I'll wait a couple minutes because it seems like if the Facebook feed is floundering a bit, that you might have a moment before you get things done. How about if we pull a card while we're waiting to see if people have questions? We'll just call it a card of the day. How's that? I'm going to use the Wisdom of the Oracle by Colette Baron Reed, my favorite deck. Remember yesterday we got the card Truth Be Told, and we were really excited. I was really excited. I just assume you guys are too, because our planet Mars was moved into the gate 63. So, let's think on that for a moment. Mars at the gate 63. Mars is our action planet. It's in water, so it's already had its roll slowed, and it is in water. It is in Pisces until December 31st, and that kind of reduces the direction through which we can take action. If you're taking action on creativity and imagination and spiritual pursuits, you are in the right place. If you're trying to take action in the outer world, making things happen isn't going to be the way to do it. But don't allow that energy of holding back to translate over to self-doubt, which is the gate that Mars is sitting at. It's sitting at doubt. And that doubt is meant for you to doubt information, to doubt what other people may be telling you. It's about you doing your due diligence and finding your answers. But it is also a place where we personally end up doubting our own selves, where something that a thought can come up because it's in the head. Gate 63 comes down in the head, and it can cause us to start doubting ourselves. Maybe somebody says something like, well, I think you should do it this way. And then you begin to doubt the your own truth, right? The highest expression of the gate 63, of the gene key 63, was truth. Real truth, capital T truth, right? Your truth. And that's interesting too, because of Sagittarius right now, where we are looking for the capital T truth. What are the real truths of the universe? That's a fun one. So we're looking for a card for the day that maybe can help us with patience, maybe help us to, I just got this picture of the card Breathe in my mind. Remember, we have that card. We get that card a lot, actually, Breathe. So this is a card for today, and it's TikTok upside down. Oh my God. TikTok upside down. TikTok. Oh, there it is. So TikTok upside or right side up is a clock. And it looks like it's a clock attached to a balloon. And there's all kinds of things flying off of it, like all of the tools, all the numbers, just a bunch of stuff, right? Time flying. So let's look at that's card number 30. So to our point about the three, this is... No, the other one was a five. But anyway, we get the number three again. And so I'm looking at three instead of 30. So the card number 30, TikTok, the essential meaning, and this is for today, is about timelessness, divine timing, immeasurable time. I'm going to show you guys something. I think. You can see this. This is from yesterday's discussion. What word did I write there over here? The sun is about the shadow of impatience, the need for patience, and the highest expression is timelessness. Too funny. All right. So this is in upside down protection message. Have you been feeling as if the clock is ticking and gotten a little nervous that your dreams are taking too long to manifest? There is nothing to fear. You will never run out of time for the important things. The miracles that are yours and yours alone can't be missed. Isn't that amazing? You're in such capable hands with guides and angels hovering in the invisible spaces, ensuring that your journey will be filled with all sorts of goodies. Let your anxiety be gently dispelled by your faith. Spirit will never deny you your highest good. All is yours in divine, appropriate timing. You can relax. That is the wisdom of the oracle, the card for today, TikTok upside down, taking us to timelessness, reaffirming the message that all good comes to those who wait. I hate waiting. I'm not a patient person, but I am a patient person. I'm going to be a patient person because that's what the energy is that is available right now, is patience. And I know that that patience is warranted because of the transits that we were just talking about. So there you have it. All right, everybody, I'm going to take my leave because I must go get ready for our webinar this evening. Any questions? No, I don't see any. Tom, TikTok upside down would be chick. I can't even say that. I can't even say that, Tom. I'm so sorry. I'll put it up here on the screen. TikTok upside down would be, yeah, that. Okay. He is our resident. You know, that brings me to something else, guys. The sun squaring Neptune could be met with humor. Humor. Tom, perfect. Humor. Colleen, oh my gosh, yes, I worry it all will pass me by while I pay the bills. Interesting, right? Good morning, Susan Glavin. This was the perfect message for me today. Yay, I'm so glad. It's a perfect message for all of us today, I think. So remember, we are in the dark of the moon right now, and nothing good comes from things that you try to force to happen today, or any day for that matter, but especially right now. Hold space, be patient. I'll see you at the webinar this evening, 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. East Coast time. And I'm not sure what it is in Europe. I'm sorry. It'll be much later in Europe. And early in the morning for those of you in Australia. And I have a few Aussies that are joining us tonight as well. All right. So take care, everybody. Have a great day. Mwah! Much love to you all. Bye for now.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.